Ahmed.
There are many stories about those ancient characters in the Bible.
特别里面有几个爱的故事，一直让人常常的传说。
There are a few stories of love that has been passed along throughout the history.
我们不断的来回顾这些爱的故事，又给我们很多的感动。
We continuously recollecting all these stories just to be inspired.
而且这些会记录在圣经里面，都是告诉我们今天的人是也可以这样子领受这样的爱。
The reason why these stories have been recorded in the Bible is that as people today, we can also practice in the same way.
所以今天我们就来分享几个爱的故事。
And today we'd like to study a few stories of love.
第一个，我们来做到一个接待的爱。
And first of which is the love of hospitality.
我们看亚伯拉罕接待客人。
Let's see how Abraham received his guests.
我们请看创世纪。
Please turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪18章。
Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪18章第一节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 1.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。The
Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre, where while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day.
第二节, verse 2. 举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见。 就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地。Abraham
looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow low to the ground.
说了，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去。He
said, If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by.
容我拿点水来。 你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。Let
a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree.
我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说，就照你所说的，行吧。Let
me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant, very well, they answer, do as you say.
亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷见撒拉，说：“你速速拿三细亚细面调和做饼。”So
Abraham hurried into the tent of Sarah. Quick, he said, get the seal of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread.
亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里。 牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好了。Then
he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf, and gave it to the servant, who hurried to prepare it.
亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。He
then bought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared, and set these before them while they ate. He stood near them under a tree.
这里记载呢，亚伯拉罕有一次呢，天气正热的时候，他坐在帐篷门口。
And it was a day which is very hot where Abraham was in a tent.
那么他举目观看，见有三个人从那里经过。
He noticed there were three persons standing nearby.
他都不认识这三个人是谁。
He did not know who these three people were.
可是既然来到这个地方，就成为他的客人。 So
since these three people has come nearby his tent, they therefore become his guests.
所以呢，他就迎接这三个人，请他们到帐篷里面来休息。He
welcomed these three guests into his tent for a rest.
而且是用恳求的方式，求这三个客人不要离开，能够得到他的接待。
And he begged them to stay so that they, he can show his hospitality towards them.
所以拿一点水来帮他们洗洗脚。
And he used a little water to wash their feet.
拿一点饼来给他们吃。
And to bring brought some bread for them to consume.
后来他又宰杀的牛犊啊啊来给他们吃。
He has also slaughtered a calf for them to eat.
而且我们看到啊啊他的动作都是用跑步的啊急忙的速速的去做这些事情。
So he's been dashing around trying to complete all this that is done.
我们看到啊好几次的这种记载呢，都是用快速的那种动词啊来描写。
So the description of this passage of what Abraham has done was very swift and dashing.
第一个呢，亚伯拉罕急忙的进帐篷告诉撒拉啊。
So the first of all is Abraham hurry into the tent to Sarah.
叫撒拉很快的赶快去做饼啊。
He asked Sarah to quickly knead and bake bread.
然后自己呢又跑到牛群里面。
Then he quickly ran into the herd.
然后呢交给仆人之后，仆人也急忙准备好了。
And after he gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it.
所以呢看到这些动作呢，真的都是用快速的动作要来接待这些客人。
And you will notice that all of them has been hurrying into receiving these guests.
最后准备好了就给他们吃。然后自己又站在树下，站在旁边来侍候他们。
Eventually, they have prepared the food for the guests, and while they were consuming, then they just stood near the tree.
我们看到亚伯拉罕家那个接待的爱心真的让人感动啊。
So we're so touched by the way that Abraham has received the guests with love.
他不认识这三个人。
He did not know these three people.
可是呢，他们这三个人来到他的帐篷旁边，他就接待了。
Yet these three people were just happen to be close to his tent, and he received them.
后来呢，这三个人其中有一位就是神。
And among these three persons, one of them was God.
那么神就对他的妻子祝福说，要生一个孩子了。
So then God has blessed his wife that she will bear a son.
所以呢，这样的一个接待就得到这样的福气。
So such kind of hospitality has brought about blessings.
我们呢，从这里可以知道说，接待呢，真的是一个恩典呐。
From here, we know that hospitality is grace alone.
我们呢，在温哥华这个地区呢，我们有很多的接待的机会。
And in Vancouver, we have a lot of opportunity to receive.
刚好我们这个城市在整个加拿大的最西岸的一个城市。
And Vancouver is located in the most west side of Canada.
所以从亚洲飞的太平洋，第一个就会来到温哥华。
And the first city is that if you were to fly from Asia, it will be Vancouver that you arrived at.
所以我们这里有很多外地来的弟兄姐妹。
There are many brothers and sisters from places.
我们要有这样的一个发挥，这样一种接待的爱心来接待他们。
And we have to use our love to receive them.
可能是客人，或是可能是新来的移民。
They may be our guests. They may be new immigrants.
不管如何呢，我们要好好的接待这些新移民跟客人，让他们感受到这样接待的爱心。
Regardless, we have to use our love to receive them.
最后呢，我们就好像接待的神、接待的天使一样。
And eventually, it will be just likened to receiving God and angels.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
十三章。
Excuse me, Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章第二节
，Chapter 13, verse 2.
希伯来书十三章第二节
，Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
这就是讲亚伯拉罕的故事。
This is talking about the story of Abraham.
他就是很单纯的看到三个人，然后接待他们。
He just simply saw these three people and received them.
结果呢，其中的接待的神也接待了天使。
As a result, he has received God and angels.
就得到很大的福气。
And he received a lot of blessings.
所以今天呢，我们呢应该有有恩典有这种机会来的时候不要让它浪费了。
Therefore, if we have such an opportunity today, we must not waste away the grace that is going to be given to us.
因为这样的机会并不是常常有。
Because such an opportunity is not, doesn't happen often.
我们要把握这个机会来接待这些人。
Take hold of this opportunity to receive these people.
犹太人呢，他们从亚伯拉罕以下呢，就有了这个传统。
So after Abraham, and also his descendants, they had this culture and custom.
因为这是一个传统啊，优良的传统。
Because it's such a good custom.
Tradition.
Tradition.
因为犹太人呢，他们一直认为说，接待是他们犹太人最好的美德。
Because Jews regarded this hospitality as the best tradition they will ever have.
只要来到犹太人的社区，一定要得到他们的接待。
As long as you come to this Jewish community, you must always accept their hospitality.
所以主耶稣呢才会讲到那个半夜哈啊有朋友啊来访的时候。
So then Jesus talked about people coming in the middle of night.
那么他家里没有饼。
And they don't have any bread in the house.
所以他只好又去找他另外一个朋友去跟他要饼啊来接待他的这些朋啊这个客人呐。
So then he approached his neighbor for a bread in order to give to the guest.
但是后来那个朋友一直说我们都睡着了，我们现在睡觉了，不方便帮你开门呐。
And the neighbor said that while we're all asleep, it's not good for us to get the door.
可是他不断的一直拜托，一直拜托。
But because of his continual asking,
所以后来那个人只好开门嘛，拿饼给他。
And a neighbor, have no choice but to open up the door and get him some bread.
那么他把这个饼拿回去家里接待他的客人。
So that he was able to use the bread for his guests.
因为如果他这个客人呐来到他家里，他没有好好的接待，他会被这个整个社区的人呐用一种异样的眼光来排斥他。
And if he did not receive well the guests, then the people in the community will despise them.
因为呢，这是一个犹太人最重要的传统。
Because that is one of the most important traditions of the Jews.
当然，主耶稣用这个比喻来告诉我们要情辞迫切的直求，就会得到效果。
And of course, this parable tells us that you have to earnestly asking for it in order to receive blessings.
最后我们得到神的垂听啊。
And then eventually, it will be heard by God.
所以他就要讲这个接待是这么重要的传统。
So this hospitality is such a good tradition.
那今天我们在教会我们有这样的爱心来接待新的移民或接待朋友，都是一个难得的机会。
And today we have such a precious opportunity to receive new immigrants as well as our guests.
再来第二个故事是多加的故事。
And the second story is about the story of Dorcas.
我们请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章三十六节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 36.
第九章三十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 36.
在约帕有一个女徒，名叫大比大，翻希腊话就是多加，她广行善事，多施周济。
In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which means, which when translated is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor.
当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停在楼上。
About that time, she came, became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in the upstairs room.
吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说，快到我们那里去，不要单言。
Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once.
彼得就起身和他们同去，到了便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他看。
Peter went with them, and when he arrived,He was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with him.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对着死人说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛，见着彼得，便坐起来。
Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat up.
彼得伸手扶她起来, 叫众圣徒和寡妇进去, 把多加活活地交给他们。
He took her by her hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows to and presented her to them alive.
这是传遍了约帕, 就有许多人信了主。
This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
这里呢, 讲到第二个是行善事, 啊, 做衣服, 啊, 给寡妇穿的多加。
Dorcas was someone who had done a lot of good deeds, and he made a lot of clothes for the widows.
多加呢, 啊, 他有这个缝制衣服的恩赐。
So Dorcas had this talents as a tailor.
那么他就, 啊, 利用这样的恩赐, 啊, 来帮助那些穷寡妇。
And she used such a talent to help those poor widows.
我们知道寡妇已经失去丈夫了，已经失去了经济的，还有家庭的依靠。
We know that widows, they have lost both their husband as well as their financial support.
所以教会常常照顾这些寡妇。
And the church always tried to help out the widows.
现在多加呢，他就好好的善用他的恩赐，来为寡妇做衣服给他们穿。
Dorcas has made use of her talent to help the widows.
所以呢，当他去世了，生病去世了，大家都难过。
When Dorcas passed away, everyone was very sad.
所以他们听到彼得还在附近，所以赶快请彼得过来。
And because they have heard that Peter was around there, they immediately invited Peter.
他们请彼得来的时候呢，一定是有一种盼望彼得的祷告能够让多加复活。
When they invited Peter, it's in hope of Peter doing or having prayers that will bring her alive.
而彼得来了就为他们祷告。So
Peter came and prayed.
那么众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭。And
all widows stood beside her body and cried.
就拿多加, 与他们同在时所做的礼衣外衣给他看。So
they have shown Peter the clothes that Dorcas has made for them.
有人在说一个人的生命价值要怎么去判断呢？
Sometimes people question, how do you quantify a value of a person?
就是在他为他办告别式的时候，会有多少人来参加，多少人会掉下眼泪？
That is, when you attend the person's funeral, how many people do you notice that are weeping?
因为一个 广行善事，他离世的时候， 很多人会来参加，会来掉眼泪。
Because when a person does good things, then when during his funeral, there will be many people come and pay their respect.
但是如果一个做坏事的人，当他丧礼的时候，很少人参加，而且来参加的人是笑的表情，来送他离开。But
if a wicked person were to have a funeral, then there will be fewer people attending. Not only that, people might be smiling in the funeral.
所以呢，这就是多加的生命价值。
And this is the value of the life of Dorcas.
她去世了，好多人在旁边哭。
She passed away. Many people cried.
彼得就为她祷告。Peter
prayed for her.
结果呢，就叫大比大起来吧，就叫多加起来复活。And
Peter said, Tabitha, get up.
真的呢？
And she actually got up.
神就让多加复活了。So
then she was resurrected.
这就是一个很大的神迹。
And this is a great miracle.
这个神迹呢，就好多人来相信主。
And this miracle has brought many people to believe in the Lord.
每个人都有生命的离开的一天。
There will be one day all of us will pass away from this world.
这个多加现在复活了，到了几十年后，年老了，他还是要离开这个世界的。
And even Dorcas has been resurrected, but at some point she will die again.
这个生命终有一天要离开这个世界。
And this life will someday diminish.
可是为什么现在呢，神要听了彼得的祷告以及众寡妇的眼泪，来让多加复活呢？
So why did God resurrect Dorcas? Because Peter prayed and also the widow cried.
在这里的复活呢，有一个更重要的属灵的教训，就是说，一个人行了善事，他是可以永远活在人的心中的。
There is a much more important spiritual significance in this resurrection is that for a person who has done such a good deed during their while they are still alive, it is very important.
因为呢, 他没有真正的死去,
because such a person is regarded as still alive.
他的, 精神, 灵魂永远在人的心中活着。
Her spirit is still living among people's hearts.
所以在这里用一种复活, 这个事情啊, 要来, 表明说, 多加没有死亡啊。
And the fact that she has been resurrected is to prove that she has never died.
今天我啊, 我们要学习多加。
So today we have to learn from Dorcas.
我们知道这些寡妇, 是特别贫困的, 需要照顾的一个族群。
We know that this group of widows is a group of people who needed our care.
我们要如何去把握啊, 这样的机会?
How can we hold on to such an opportunity?
行这种善事, 也要把握机会啊。
To do such a good deed, it takes opportunity.
我们不是常常有这种行善的机会。
It is not often that we come across.
我们看加拉太书第六章。 加拉太书。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
我们行善不可丧志, 若不灰心, 到了时候就要收成。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
所以有了机会, 就当向众人行善, 向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
所以这里就说到行善啊, 不要灰心, 不要丧志。
So we should not be weary when we do good things.
因为呢, 行善呢, 也要有机会。
There must be opportunity for us to do good deeds.
不是常常有这个机会的。
It's not often that we come across this opportunity.
所以现在有这些寡妇在了。
So with these widows,
多加善用这个机会, 来为他们行善事, 做衣服给他们穿。
And Dorcas has made this has taken this opportunity to make clothes for the widows.
神给多加有这种恩赐。
And God has also given Dorcas such a talent.
所以呢, 她能够用这个恩赐来为寡妇做衣服。
So such kind of gifts allow her to make clothes for the widow.
这里要有好多的机会, 好多的条件配合在一起。
There are a lot of conditions that that has been put together to make up this opportunity.
如果多加她没有这种做衣服的恩赐, 她也不会做这种善事啊。
So if Dorcas did not have such kind of gifts or talent, then she will never be able to do it.
也要告诉这些寡妇, 她们没有衣服穿。
And it's also because of the widows having no clothes to put on.
所以呢, 这样的两边啊, 配合在一起。
So both criteria they're put together.
所以这样的机会才能够成就这样善事。
And it is such an opportunity that has come about so that they could do such a good thing.
我们今天啊, 要学习多加。
Today we have to learn from Dorcas.
要好好地善用神给我们的恩赐。
To make a good use of the talents that God has given us.
然后把握机会, 来行善事,
and to take the chance to do things.
向信徒一家人更当如此,
and especially to those belongs to the family
所以我们在教会,
of believers.
看到谁有软弱了, 缺乏了, 我们要赶快的, 把握这个机会, 来帮助他。
If we have witnessed people in the church that are lacking of, and also either they are in hardship, then we must quickly help them.
在物质上的, 在精神上的, 都需要帮助。
Regardless if it's physically or mentally, we must try to help them.
这是多加留给我们的榜样。
And that is the example that was set by Dorcas.
就是死亡了也会复活。
Even if someone who died will be resurrected.
再来看呢, 我们讲第三个爱的故事。
And the third story of love.
是宽恕, 包容的故事。
It's about forbearance.
就好像约瑟宽恕他的哥哥们。
And just like how Joseph has forgiven his brothers.
我们请看创世纪50章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 50.
这里记载了约瑟, 的爸爸已经去世了。
It speaks about the father of Joseph passed away.
而他的哥哥们呢, 开始担心。
And the brothers began to worry.
他们担心约瑟呢, 会照着以前他们 对约瑟不好的那些事情啊，来报复。
They are afraid of the vengeance from Joseph of what they have done to Joseph.
但是约瑟宽恕他们。
But then Joseph have forgiven them.
我们看创世纪五十章十五节。
Please read Genesis chapter 50.
五十五节。
Verse 15.
五十章十五节。
Chapter 50, verse 15.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切的恶，足足地报复我们。”
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pay us back for all the wrongs we did to him?"
他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死以先吩咐说。”
So they sent word to Joseph saying.Your father left these instructions before he died.
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶；如今求你饶恕你父亲之神的仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly.Now, please forgive the sins of the servants of the God, of your father. When their message came to him, Joseph wept.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说：我们是你的仆人。
His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. We are your slaves, they said.
约瑟对他们说：不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
But Joseph said to them, Don't be afraid. Am I in place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
So then don't be afraid, I will provide for you and your children.And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them.
在这里看到约瑟宽恕他哥哥们的过犯。
And you have seen how Joseph have forgiven his brothers.
这个情景真的让人感动。
And this scenario was very touching.
这是何等不容易。
It is such a difficult situation.
我们今天也许就如果是约瑟的话，我们能不能这样去宽恕哥哥们的那些恶呢？
To put it in Joseph's shoes, are we able to do likewise and to forgive our
他的哥哥们做这么多坏事。
And his brother has done so many bad things.
他们打了约瑟。
They have beaten up Joseph.
而且本来是想要把他杀了。
Initially, they wanted to kill Joseph.
后来呢，就把他卖给以实玛利人，然后就卖到埃及。
Eventually, he was sold to the Ishmaelites into Egypt.
那么他在埃及还当了人家的奴隶。
He has become slave in the land of Egypt.
后来还被误会，然后关在监狱里面。
And he has been misunderstood and took to jail.
所以他受了好多苦。
And there are many hardships that he has gone through.
可是神看顾约瑟。
But then God has taken care of Joseph.
后来呢，他为法老解梦当了宰相。
And because he was able to tell the dreams of the Pharaoh, then he was released.
所以他当了宰相。
Then he became the prime minister.
所以我们知道约瑟呢，他这里并没有怀恨。
Over here, you can see that there is no hatred in Joseph.
他有一个很重要的原因，就是他相信神的意思是好的。
And there's one most important thing in his contemplation is that he understands that God intended it to do so.
如果按照人的肉体的本意来看，真的要叫人去宽恕人的这么多的过犯，真的是很困难。
And in the eyes of man, it is very difficult for us to just forgive so many wrongdoings of others towards us.
可是呢，约瑟为什么做得到呢？
But why did Joseph was able to do such a good thing?
他说：“我不能够代替神。”
He said, "I can never replace God."
你们的意思是要害我，是你们不对。
And you intended to harm me. It is your wrong.
你们真的要受审判。
And that will be punished for.
可是呢？我不会报仇。
But I will never take vengeance.
因为神的意思原是好的。
Because God intended it for good.
神要让我来到埃及，就是要保全大家的性命，成就今日的光景。
And God has allowed me to come to Egypt to preserve many lives.
因此呢，我才会宽恕你们。
And that's the reason why I forgive him. I forgave you.
约瑟用很多亲爱的话来安慰他们。
And Joseph has used a lot of words of emotion to consolate him.
所以我们今天啊，要对人有一些宽恕。
So today we must have the forbearance of others.
是因为神啊，他这么的爱我们。
It is because God has so much love for us.
神能够在人所犯的这些错误里面，也可以成就一个更好的事情，来给我们恩典。
God was able to give us grace as well as to fulfill His will in such a wrongdoing.
要不是有哥哥们把约瑟卖到埃及啊，那约瑟怎么可能在埃及当宰相呢？
If it's not because Joseph had been sold to Egypt, when can we have such an opportunity to become a prime minister?
所以呢？在这个角度来看呢，真的神的啊作为非常奇妙。
And if you look at it from this perspective, then you realize how miraculous God's act.
因为我们相信神。
Because we believe in God.
神可以转换人所做的那些恶，变成一件好事。
God can turn around the wrongdoings of people into something of good intent.
当然，哥哥们所做的恶仍然要被审判。
And of course, the wrongdoings of the brothers will be punished for.
但是现在以人的角度来看呢，约瑟可以宽恕他们。
But then from the perspective of man, especially Joseph, he can forgive his brothers.
啊，这是两件事情啊。
These are two separate matters.
约瑟宽恕哥哥们，那是约瑟的爱跟包容。
The reason Joseph has forgiven his brother is because of his love and forbearance.
可是呢，他的哥哥们所做的恶，仍然要到神面前接受审判去得到神的一种那种审判的一种报应啊。
But then the wrongdoings of the brothers will be punished by God.
我们今天呢，在人的角度，我们要学习约瑟，就是有宽恕的爱。
Therefore, today we have to learn from the perspective of Joseph that we must have love and also forbearance towards others.
有时候呢，别人对我们所做的一些不好的事情啊，也可能是无心的、不小心做到的。
Maybe people has unintentionally done something wrong against us.
他们既然不小心做的，那我们更应该可以宽恕他们。
If it's unintentional, it is more than rightful for us to forgive them.
我们知道这些约瑟的哥哥们是故意要害约瑟。
But then we know that Joseph's brother they intentionally plot against Joseph.
但是约瑟都能够用神的旨意然后最后能够包容他们，宽恕他们。
But then according to the will of God, Joseph was able to forgive his brothers.
所以今天呢，我们如果遇到人家是不是故意的如果冒犯了我们伤害了我们，我们更可以来宽恕他们。
Today, if someone were to do something wrong against us unintentionally, then we can forgive them.
所以这就是一种宽恕的爱真的一个美好的景象在我们面前摆放。
And that is the kind of love that is so forbearing that we can come before God.
这就是约瑟留下的好榜样。
That is an example, good example from Joseph.
所以主耶稣说呢，我们要宽恕人70 times 7.
The Lord Jesus said that we have to forgive others 7 times 70.
我们请看马太福音18.
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18.
18:21.
Chapter 18, verse 21.
马太福音18.
Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
21.
Verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brothers when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?
耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到70 times 7.
Jesus answered, I tell you,Not 7 times, but 77 times.
我们跳过来看跳过来看35.
Let's skip to verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们呢。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
所以呢，70 times 7并不是用次数来计算变成490 times。
So this 77 times does not mean that 490 times.
而是讲从心里能够完全的饶恕。
But it's the a full forgiveness from one's heart.
所以这个七啊，是一个象征完全的含义。
This seven represents and signifies a wholeness.
所以要完全的从心里的饶恕你的弟兄，我们也会得到天父的饶恕。
And if you forgive your brother from your heart completely, then you will be forgiven by the Lord as well.
所以呢，为什么彼得会问这个问题？
Why did Peter ask this question?
我们要从十五节开始读起啊。
We must read from verse 15 on.
十五节就说了，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
If your brother sinned against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over.
所以呢，这就是啊，有弟兄得罪我们的时候，我们先一对一的啊，个别的啊，来劝勉他啊，能够来得到他的心呢、啊。
So when someone who has something wrong against us, we must try to reconcile with him.
那么这就是啊，饶恕他啊
，and to forgive him.
但是彼得又说，那如果这种情形发生了七次，那是不是够了
？But then what Peter was referring to is if this kind of situation happened for seven times.
耶稣说，你的弟兄得罪你啊，就趁着啊跟他两个人的时候。就指出他的错来，好了，我就赦免他了。可是这种事情，总不能无限的一直发展吧？到七次够了吧
？So if you kept on reconciling with this brother for seven times and forgiven him seven times，
但是耶稣说还不是次数的问题。
But Jesus said that it doesn't matter how many times，
而是讲到从内心完全的饶恕。
It is about the full forgiveness from the heart，
我们就可以得到天父的饶恕。
Then we'll receive forgiveness.
将来我们怜悯人神啊，宽恕人，我们在神面前也会得到神的宽恕跟怜悯。
If we forgive someone today, in the future judgment, we'll be forgiven by God as well.
这就是我们今天呢 要为了我们将来自己也要被审判来做预备。
And for the sake of our own judgment, we have to prepare right now.
今天我们多多的宽恕。将来我们得到神也会很多的宽恕啊。
If you forgive a lot today, then you will be forgiven a lot in the future.
啊，这就是一个聪明人才会做的事情。
A smart person will do likewise.
所以约瑟给我们留下这个好榜样。
And Joseph has given us such a good example.
我们再来讲啊，还有一个爱啊，就是同工之间的爱。
There is also a kind of love that is love between co-workers.
保罗跟提摩太就是这个同工。
Paul and Timothy, they are both co-workers.
保罗跟提摩太的感情啊，多么深刻，让人感动。
And among them, their love is so deep.
我们看呢，保罗称呼提摩太作为他的儿子啊。
So Paul has regarded Timothy as his son.
我们看提摩太前书第一章第一节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 1.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。第二节，写信给那因信做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗称呼提摩太为他的真儿子。
So Paul called Timothy his true son.
他写的这个提摩太前书后书就是要教导他如何来管理教会。
The reason why he has written the first book and second book of Timothy is for Timothy to manage the churches.
所以保罗把他自己在牧养上的经验啊跟知识啊，希望全部的传授啊给提摩太。
And among all the experiences and also knowledge of managing churches, Peter has written this to share with him.
所以呢，让提摩太也能够来接棒，成为一个好的传道人。
To allow Timothy to able to pass on as a good preacher.
我们看提摩太后书第一章也是一样。
If you read Second Timothy chapter 1, it is written the same way.
这里第二节也是说写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
At the second verse, it said to Timothy, my dear son.
还是把他称为是他的儿子，是亲爱的儿子。
He has called him his son.
那这里还有第二个人叫提多，也是一样。
And also, the person by the name of Titus.
我们看提多书第一章。
Please turn to Book of Titus, chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1, verse 4.
现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
保罗也称呼提多为他的真儿子。
Paul also called Titus as his true son.
一样啊，又写的这封书信，就是教导他如何来啊。来牧养教会。
In the same way, he has written this letter to teach Titus how he can pastor the church.
能够来把纯正的道理来教导弟兄姐妹。
And how Titus can teach the truth to the members.
所以呢，保罗跟提摩太保罗和提多都有这种父子的关系。
So among between Paul and Timothy as well as Paul.And Titus, they do have a father and son relationship.
这就是用同工的爱。
And that is the love as co-workers.
所以我们今天在教会呢的事工也是一代传给一代。
And today the church work today is also generations passing on to the next.
我们有早期的传道人。
In the past, we have preachers from the early days.
今天传给我了，那我今天再把这样的传道的工作再传给下一代的人。
And they pass on to me, and then someday I'll pass on to the next.
我们的教会也是这样。
The church will work in the same way.
我们会有一个年代一个年代的工人来为主耶稣服事。
And there will be different workers from different generations working.
我们要把这样的服事要一代传给一代。
And such kind of servitude should be passed on. Generations after
generation. 这就是同工之间的爱。
That is the love among co-workers.
所以教会才能够永续经营永续发展。
And you will find that the church will continue eternally.
这就是我们今天用同工的爱来发展教会圣工。
So we have to prosper the church work through the love of co-workers.
教会不是少数人的。
The church does not belong to minority or group of people.
它乃是全体弟兄姐妹。大家共同要来做服事，一起来来帮助教会的成长。
The servitude in the church is involved by majority of the people in the church.
因此呢，我们在教会有任何的工作，我们自己可以做的应该要接受教会的差派我们一起来做服事。
Therefore, if there's an chance for you to be used by the church.To do some church work, then you should hold on to the opportunity.
所以我们要做教会的好同工。
So we must become a good co-workers in the church.
这是同工的爱。
And that is the love as a co-worker.
最后第四个爱呢？最后第五个爱呢，就是福音的爱。
And the last love of all is the love of gospel.
就是看到这个世界握在魔鬼的手下。
That is looking at this world. It is under the hands of devil.
他们都受到魔鬼的这样的一种欺负所以过着患难困苦的生活。
The devil has taken advantage of this world, therefore many people are living in hardship.
但是今天呢我们要这样的爱，我们就希望他们赶快来得到耶稣的拯救。
And today, because of our love for them, we want these group of people to quickly be saved by the Lord.
我们看马太福音第九章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
马太福音第九章三十五节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Then he said to his disciple, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
As the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
主耶稣呢，他走遍各城各乡。
The Lord Jesus has gone through many towns and villages.
他看见许多的人。
And he has seen a lot of people.
怜悯他们。
And he has compassion towards them.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Because they were harassed and helpless like the sheep without a shepherd.
羊啊，没有牧人的时候，他们不知道去哪里找水啊，找草可以吃啊，去哪里找水可以喝呢？
When there's no shepherd herding the lambs or the sheep, then the lambs or sheep will not be able to find the source of water.
所以呢，羊没有牧人的时候，他们就没得吃，没得喝了。
So without a shepherd, the sheep will not be able to find anything to drink or eat.
所以呢，就会困苦流离的生活。
And that's the reason why they were harassed and helpless.
这个世界在魔鬼撒旦的统治之下，黑暗掌权，所以人的生活就是困苦流离。
And under the power and also manipulations of devil, this world is under such a harassment and being helpless.
所以我们看这个世界呢，多少人得了忧郁症啊？
And if you look at this world, how many people are suffering from depression?
只是有人忧郁症呢，很明显的严重了，就到医院去住院去做治疗。
There are some people who have such an apparent effect on their depression. Therefore, they have been put into mental hospital.
但有多少人呢？是轻微的忧郁症，他只能在家里还可以勉强过生活。
But there are some people suffering a minor depression, but they still have to stay home.
所以其实啊，有人做过统计啊。
There's a statistic.
说呢，其实90%的人呢、都有忧郁症，只是有的严重有的中等，有的是轻微的，
reality,
不同的程度而已。
In reality, there are approximately 90% of people suffering from depression. It's only a matter of extent.
所以今天呢、我们要如何把主耶稣的福音呢、传播到普天之下，让他们来领受主耶稣的恩典跟平安。
Therefore, today our responsibility is to preach this gospel to people in the world so that they can receive such a salvation.
真的，这个世界还有很多的战争。
And there are many wars in this world.
还有很多的恐怖分子要去制造这种混乱跟恐惧。
And there are a lot of terrorists trying to stir up the world into fear.
我们只有在耶稣基督里面才有办法得到平安。
It's only in Christ that we can receive the peace.
所以我们用这样的爱。赶快去传福音给我们的弟兄姐妹，给我们的亲戚朋友。
With such kind of love, we must preach the gospel to our friends and relatives.
当然了，也许我们的同事呢会回答说：“你不用传福音啊，我没有生病，我也没有困难，我一切生活都非常良好。”
And maybe our colleagues at work may say that, "Well, I'm just very healthy, and I'm nothing wrong with my life."
我们呢，今天传福音给他也许他就是说我什么都不缺乏。
And today you may preach to him when he is need, he's needing nothing.
但是呢，我们还是把这个种子放在他的心里。
But then what we have just done is planting this seed in his heart.
他说没有关系，你今天觉得不需要，但是有一天，如果你觉得有需要的时候，欢迎你来教会来寻找主耶稣的恩典吧。
And of course, maybe you don't need the grace of God today, but we'll just give it to you, so someday you may need.
我就听过一个见证
And I heard of this one testimony.
有一位女执事她得了癌症。
It was a deaconess who was suffering from cancer.
她每个礼拜都到医院呢去做一些放射性的治疗。
Every week, she has to go to the hospital for radioactive treatment.
可是呢，每次去的时候，她都带着包包里面都装了很多的福音传单。
And each and every time when she went to a hospital, she brought along with her many gospel flyers.
那在那个诊疗室的外面她在很多病人在等号码。
And in front of the treatment room, there are many patients waiting.
他在那里就把传单发出来给那些得癌症的这些病友。
And she gave it to each of those cancer patients.
结果他的女儿在旁边就觉得很纳闷。
And her daughter was very puzzled.
她说：“妈妈，你自己都得了癌症，你在这里又发传单给别人，这个你怎么会在这个时候要传福音呢？”
And she said, "Mother, you yourself are suffering from cancer and you are passing along these flyers to others.
这个妈妈跟女儿回答说啊，你这是一个把握啊，传福音的机会，因为这个时候呢，他们忧伤难过了，他们更需要耶稣的拯救啊。
And she said to her daughter that this is the very moment that these people, they need God the most.
可是呢，女儿又说，那你自己得了癌症呢？
Then the daughter said that, well, you yourself also suffering from cancer.
结果妈妈跟她回答说啊，我得癌症啊，这有神啊一个特别的旨意，我并不害怕。
And she said the reason why I have cancer, there must be the will of God, but I'm not afraid of it.
每个人终有一天会离开这个世界。
Because one day everyone will depart from this world.
有人是车祸离世的。
Some people were killed by accident.
有人得了病症而离世的。
There are people who die from illness.
有人是因为年老了而离世的。
There are people who die from aging.
啊，但是无论如何，总要离开这个世界。
But regardless, you have to depart from this world.
问题是我们的心呐、啊，是如何度过啊这些难关
？The question is how your heart and mind can go through the troughs of these troubles.
结果呢，真的呢，啊，这个啊女执事呢。啊、他虽然得了癌症，可他仍然是喜乐的、啊、在传福音、啊、在做见证。
Even though the deaconess suffering from cancer, but she was so joyful in sharing, and also testifying for the Lord.
可是，在同样的、啊、病、啊、这个在诊疗室里面看到那些病人、啊、每个人都是愁眉苦脸、啊、好像都、啊、得了癌症，好像得了绝症、啊、就等死的那种、啊、绝望跟难过、啊。
You look at those people waiting for treatment, their face were so downcasted because as if they're waiting for their death to come.
所以得癌症呢、啊，每个人都一样啊，都会得癌症的。信主的也会得癌症，不信的也会得癌症。
So there are many people who are suffering from cancer, regardless if you're a Christian or you're non-Christian.
可是反应不一样。
But then the reaction of it is very different.
因为我们信主的人，我们虽然得癌症，可是我们的心里仍然有平安，有喜乐。
As Christian, even though if we suffer from cancer, we still have joy in our heart.
可是没有信主的人呢，却在这个癌症的病痛里面呢，啊，绝望，啊，难过，啊，几乎要死。
For those non-believers suffering from cancer, they may be feeling so sorrowful and helpless.
这个时候，福音就有完全改变。不同的、啊、态度、啊、的一个功效。
And that's the very moment that this gospel may take effect.
所以要传福音，这是我们的机会。
And this is the opportunity that we have to preach the gospel.
啊，所以妈妈一样啊，每个礼拜还是带着传单去发给那些癌症病友。
So the mother every single week she will bring along gospel flyers to a treatment.
因为她有心中有这种福音的爱。
Because she has the love of gospel.
今天我们、啊、要把握这个机会来传福音给世界上的人。
And today we have to hold on the opportunity to preach to people in the world.
他们真的是困苦流离啊。
And they are people who are suffering.
也许表面上来看起来他们也健康啊，他们也工作啦、啊，他们有家庭、夫妻、孩子都啊都没有事啊。
Some people from our appearance seems to be very fortunate.
可是你怎么知道他的内心有多少的忧伤难过呢
？But how do you tell a person from the sorrow that he or she might have？
我们怎么知道这个人会不会去自杀呢
？How do you tell if the person is inclined to commit suicide？
啊，我最近呢，看到那个金庸啊，他写了很多武侠小说哈、啊，他讲了他的人生的经历啊。金庸啊。
Yeah, recently I read.
有一个故事、
Some of the Chinese martial art fictions.
他写了很多的小说故事呢，啊，武侠小说得到很多的畅销。
So the fictions has been so popular.
可是呢，为什么他要写这些啊小说故事
？But why did he write so many martial art fictions?
他说他写这些故事是在安慰他自己呀、啊。
The reason why he wrote them is because he just wanted to comfort himself.
因为他的儿子呢，十九岁的时候到纽约啊去读大学，结果自杀死了。
His son, at the age of 19, studying in New York College, committed suicide.
当时他啊事业也很发达啊，可是他不明白他的儿子为什么要自杀。
There was a time when he was at the top of his career, and he didn't understand why his son would commit.
说财富，他有很多的财富。
He has a lot of wealth.
他有很多的名声地位。
He has a lot of fame and also status.
可是他的儿子为什么要在美国留学的时候还要自杀
？But what's the reason of his son committing suicide during his study in New York?
真的他是不明白这个事情。
So he did not understand it.
所以呢，今天呢，我们看到这个世界的啊，好像啊有名声、有地位啊、有财富的人啊，好像身体也健康，可是为什么会走上自伤的道路
？In the world today, you may look at someone. It seems that the person has wealth, status, or fame, but then
啊，他们还是自杀的。
But then they still commit suicide.
为什么会这样
？Why is that so?
因为他们真的没有内心的平安。
Because there's no true peace.
他们没有办法找到生命的意义在哪里。
They could not find the true significance of life.
所以今天我们要传福音。
And today we have to preach the gospel.
就是要帮助这个世人呐，来找到生命的价值跟意义。
Is to help the people in the world to search for the true meaning of life.
为什么我们活在这个世界上
？Why do we live in this world?
因为神啊，要给我们有生命的价值和意义。
Because God will give us the true value and true significance.
所以这就是爱的故事。
And that is the story of love.
所以求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
那我们共同这些爱的故事里面来得到一些鼓励。
So that from the story of love, that we can receive encouragement.
我们可以来学习这些人的榜样。
And we can learn from these people.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
101首。
Please sing him number 101.